Today, President Bush is giving interviews to a pair of Arabic language television networks, using the opportunity to call the prison abuse in Iraq shameless and unacceptable, according to a spokesman. It's part of the effort to limit the political and diplomatic damage. NPR's Mike Schuster examines the U.S. response to the scandal.
When 60 Minutes 2 first showed the photos of the abused Iraqi prisoners last Wednesday, President Bush was quick to respond. The next day he said he felt a deep disgust with the way the prisoners were treated. But until yesterday, his administration left it to lower-level officials to handle the growing scandal, even as outrage spread around the world. U.S. embassies across the globe were cabling into the State Department asking how to answer angry editorials in many countries. Finally, yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld appeared publicly to respond.
Have no doubt that we will take these charges and allegations most seriously. We're taking and will continue to take whatever steps are necessary to hold accountable those who may have violated the code of military conduct and betrayed the trust placed in them by the American people.
Rumsfeld said at least six investigations were underway, and he detailed a series of steps the military had taken since January, including, he said, a press release in Baghdad on allegations then that prisoners had been abused. So far, six soldiers have been reprimanded and six are facing criminal charges in connection with the abuse. The Army also revealed yesterday that of 25 prisoners who have died in American custody in Afghanistan and Iraq, two were murdered, one shot by an American soldier last September and the other killed by a private contractor working for the CIA. The soldier was thrown out of the Army but did not serve any jail time, nor did the CIA contractor. President Bush himself has not mentioned the scandal at his campaign appearances this week, but his national security adviser, Condoleezza Rice, did in a speech yesterday.
The president has told the Secretary of Defense that he expects people to be held accountable and that he wants to know that this is not a systemic problem.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld insisted yesterday this was an aberration, not systemic, and expressed the belief that the Pentagon was handling the matter capably.
The system works. There were some allegations of abuse in a detention facility in Iraq. It was reported in the chain of command. Immediately, it was announced to the public. Immediately, an investigation was initiated. Six separate investigations have been undertaken over a period of months since January. These things are underway.
But members of Congress are not satisfied. Yesterday, after a closed-door hearing with the Army's Vice Chief of Staff, members of the Senate Armed Services Committee from both parties voiced their dissatisfaction with the way the Pentagon has handled this. Arizona Republican John McCain, himself a prisoner of war in North Vietnam for many years, said the Congress should not have learned of the abuse from the press.
The Congress should have been notified of this situation a long time ago. It's a neglect of the responsibilities that Secretary Rumsfeld and the civilian leaders of the Pentagon have to keep the Congress informed of an issue of this magnitude.
David Gergen, who worked for several presidents, including Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton, said yesterday that this scandal has had a devastating effect on Arab public opinion and will undermine support for the president's Iraq policies at home. The administration's response requires action, Gergen said, not just words and a slap on the wrist.
We need to send a clear signal to people around the world that we're not going to just reprimand a few enlisted people. Heads are going to roll and decisive steps are going to be taken to ensure that there are no such practices. It would be extraordinary if the only people who paid a price for this were a bunch of enlisted people who may have been encouraged by superiors and whose officers suffered a bad lapse of leadership here.
Gergen said the U.S. ought to shut down Abu Ghraib prison, and he recommended that the president call in someone like the former chief of staff of the Army, General Eric Shinseki, to report within 10 days on how the Pentagon handled the investigation and the resulting controversy. General Shinseki was rebuked before the Iraq war when he said several hundred thousand U.S. troops would be needed to occupy Iraq after the war. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
And if you want to read the U.S. military's report on its investigation on prisoner abuse, you can find it at our website. Go to npr.org.